105 FM here in the morning. Clayton Riley, our time with you. Our general manager is here and has some summary remarks, and then we'll be talking to you on the phone lines.
The word summary is not a good word to use.
Really?
At WBAI. We've heard too many references to summary firings, summary dismissals.
Well, give us another reference.
Summation.
All right.
Yes.
We have no summation fire.
Well, we are going to be joined shortly by other department heads who are in transit and should be here with us. The main thing that I think we are getting, and again, no one here presenting their thoughts to you today has been told or coached about what to say. Nobody is edited beforehand. They gave you their thoughts as, in fact, to some I had to insist that I not know what they're going to say. Some people wanted to submit their ideas for review, and I'm not interested in reviewing their ideas. I'm interested in them presenting the very ideas that they had so that they came to you with the same degree of freshness as they came to me and to the rest of us here in studio.
Hugh, she says, if I could add to what's been said, I'm very pleased to hear the comments that have been made this morning because I think some of us, and I'll include myself in this number, need a restoration of our faith in the process that goes on during the drive. That I feel, as I suggested to you yesterday, it is a big drive we have in front of us and a lot of hard work. I have never doubted we could do that work. The real question for me is whether we wanted to do the work. And my hope is, given the remarks people have made this morning, that we are finding our way to that place where it's going to be possible for us to bring together the energy, the determination, and the resistance to sheer exhaustion that sometimes takes place during the drive. And if we can handle that, I feel confident that we can do what we're going to have to do in February.
We have, and Sydney referred to it, we have witnessed, many of us here, and it has been a ray of hope, even in the midst of chaos. The chaos has been put at bay in some strategic fashion because, in fact, members of the community have had an impact here. They've had an impact by their presence. I refer again to the fact that we have people who simply came to the aid of the station and the defense of the station of their own free will. And they have been here from day one, and not a single day has gone by without them being physically present here to safeguard the station and all who are in here, and done with the greatest proficiency, with the greatest respect, with the greatest love and caring, and also, you know, taking slights. People have looked upon them as some kind of an estranged and strange presence. But, of course, we saw yesterday how invaluable their presence was in preventing the invasion of the station and what appeared to be a planned action to do harm to those of us who were here doing our work. In fact, it disrupted a meeting called by the program Out FM. They had a meeting scheduled in a conference room to which I was invited and to which I had intended to go. And I was so upset that the work of the station was interrupted and our producers here were so inconvenienced by inconsiderate action. But nonetheless, we are, as I said, many of us, we are not fighting for our 5 minutes of fame. We are not in the business of, we are not in the public relations business. We are not sending out emails and press releases and calling news conferences to tell, quote, our story, unquote. We are simply doing the work very quietly and applying ourselves to the scientific business of reclamation and assessment. I want to tell you that in other departments, since some of our department heads, Jose Santiago is dealing with a personal matter at home and couldn't join us, and he will be able to talk with you at a later date, or perhaps even later today. And we expect also our business manager, who will be arriving, God willing, and the transit don't quit, any minute now. But the critical thing for me is a style of management. I've been in management for many, many years, and I know that the secret to good management is learning how to get the hell out of the way. You find people who are committed to doing a job, and you see how serious they are to doing that job. And once you are confident that they are committed, they don't even have to know what they're doing. They just have to be committed to the idea of doing what it is they want to do, that you leave them alone. But you, as a manager, have to provide the necessary support to make them shine. And when they shine, we all do. And that's the secret of it. What I have gotten back from my coworkers here is that this is the first time in years that they've been able to do anything approximating the responsibilities with which they have been charged. And it has fired them up. I'm so delighted about that. And it is an unexpected reaction, really. I am struck by the fact that decisions that I found to be so logical never occurred. I mean, just a logical idea that we ought to have coverage of the station 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, by qualified, certified people who know how to keep us on the air. That seemed to me a logical decision, but it had never happened. I want to report on some other areas. Within 2 weeks of coming in, I notified the union that I was interested in negotiating a contract, something that has not been done here since 1991 and amended in 1995. The workers here have been working without a negotiated contract. I sent a message to the union, and we expect very soon. The union had some logistical matters to work out, and we expect very shortly to begin contract negotiations. So that is a plus. Also, I have had the benefit of consultation of experts in various fields, including in the area of security, because we do need, it might seem bizarre to say that for a year and a half, the station did not have literally, it had an open door policy because we couldn't lock our front door for a year and a half. So the station was vulnerable to anyone wishing to come in, and it sounded odd to some people that I would ask at staff meetings that we be at least able to lock the premises when we enter and leave. So that has been done. We have had people go through. The next phase would be to do a serious technical assessment here, and that is to chase down every wire and find out what is working, what is not working, to have every technical aspect of the station investigated and corrected where it needs to be corrected. I should let you know that the preliminary report is that our station, in terms of its technical outfitting, has been described by one expert who came here to consult and who came here to investigate as, quote, extremely unfinished, unquote. In other words, and he was being very kind, in other words, we need an overhauling here of a type that is approximate to a total rebuilding and reconfiguration of the studios. That will cost money, but I hope to do that. We also are, and Evelyn Andino referred to this, we also are understaffed, and we will increase the staffing. I will increase also the wages, because I believe that people ought to be earning a realistic wage commensurate with the demands of life in the city of New York. So that will happen. And it has good news. Yeah, sure. And we will make other adjustments that would induce people to come to work and to enjoy working. The physical plant will be upgraded. But again, The emphasis in our first month has been on assessment of needs and a thorough investigation by each of the departments of what it is they need in order to do a good job or an even better job in their various areas of responsibility. I will tell you, for example, that it is akin to a miracle that we get a newscast every day done here at all. Our news department has been functioning with a budget. Well, it is a sin to call it a budget because the budget for the entire department is perhaps less than what we spend individually simply to commute to and from work. That will be corrected. The news department also needs equipment. So the picture that we face is daunting, but not at all insurmountable. And we have courage, and we certainly have the determination to do this. We are congealing our efforts here, even with the occasional skirmish. That is to be expected. I should let you know that, among other things, I'm a trained group worker, so I understand how human emotion can sometimes inhibit progress. But we are coping. And the main thing is that as dismal as things sound on the air and outside, you will notice that not one individual has invited me onto the program, really, to include me in that discussion. And they pass the door every day, back and forth, pass the door. But that's okay. I want you to know also that I will be instituting some measures that by some will be considered draconian, and to this I refer specifically to the matter of discussing internal business on the air. WBAI and the producers and programmers here for a full month now have had the opportunity and the benefit of time and the benefit of doubt in bringing their skills at whatever levels they are, to the air. And as soon as we conclude this discussion with Jose, I want to get into that in greater detail. Joining us by phone is our news director, Jose Santiago, who, I must say, Jose has been, and Jose, in fact, had stepped forward, as you know, or you may not know, but he did step forward as a person who should be at the helm here, and was dissuaded vigorously, and I had supported him when he decided, and he consulted with me in great detail as to this choice, as to whether he should accept the job. I had urged him to do so. And in return, when it appeared that common sense seemed to have evaded many here at the station, I in turn consulted with him as to what it is should be done. And I am proud to say that he has said to me many, many words of encouragement, and I have enormous respect for him as a colleague, and he has my eternal gratitude. But for more than personal reasons, he has my eternal respect as a consummate professional who has borne the burden of chastisement, I would say, by his alleged colleagues and cohorts here with great grace and dignity, and continues to perform his duties with immense strength and professionalism.
Well, you should add, I mean, the man has this enormous budget.
He has, I think, the largest budget of us all here.
Indeed.
At WBAI. Welcome, Jose, and good morning to you.
Good morning to you, and also good morning to the listeners. I have been listening. I'm actually at the hospital at the moment, and I just want to thank all the staff members who have been very supportive, because this has been a difficult time for all of us. It's been I've been having a tough time because I'm dealing with an illness in the family at the same time as the illness at the station, I have been listening. I'm a little bit unprepared because I'm sort of coping with a situation here, and I unfortunately don't have a whole lot of time. But I do want to share with the listeners that my feeling that people who have stepped up and raise questions and raise concerns about whether or not this change constitutes an incursion by Pacifica have a valid, a very valid perception, and the fact that some of us have continued to work and are supporting you, Therese, and are continuing to show up every day and do our work and make sure that we are fulfilling the needs of our listeners doesn't mean that we are traitors. It means very much that we have a commitment to this community and to the station and to your needs, to the listeners' needs. And in my department, I have worked very hard to make sure that throughout all this, I put on the stories, I dealt with the issues, I encouraged my staff to deal with the issues that are ongoing, that are myriad, that are very serious at this time, especially with this incoming administration in Washington. And I have a commitment, a personal commitment to you, the listeners, to continue bringing you information that you clamor for, that you call me and tell me you need to know. And I think that all of us need to respect the fact that there are many on the staff, in fact, I would say it's every single person on the staff, who is concerned about what this change means. But I think, and I encourage all staff members to also remember that as we are telling our own story, let's not forget that ours is not the only story. And one thing that really is troubling me a lot right now is that on my desk I have notes on a story of a man who has been on a hunger strike in one of the prisons in upstate New York since January the 1st. And because I have been spending so much time on the telephone dealing with the ongoing crisis, as some call it, at the station, I have not been able to get to some of the critical work that needs to be done. And it's really troubling me. And when I get in today, my plan is to put this story together and get it on the air for you. And it's a story of a man who is on a hunger strike because he was wrongly convicted in the 1970s, and he's an innocent man who has been trying extremely hard to get representation and to have his story told, and reached the point of frustration where he decided to just stop eating. He's been on a hunger strike now for 24 days, and yesterday on the 23rd day was the first time I was able to break away from all the difficulties at the station to be able to get to my work. And I spoke with his family, and I spoke to them about half an hour after they had received a phone call from the prison telling them that this man's vital organs were beginning to fail and that his health was very much at risk, his life is at risk. And it just really troubled me because I think it's a metaphor for what has been happening, and I think that we need to be mindful again that our story is not the only story, and we need to make sure that we are filling the needs, the information and news needs of this community. And I encourage my colleagues to move forward in that regard. I would like to also add that it's very difficult to discuss one's feeling about all this without really being able to sit down almost personally with each individual listener, and I hope at some point we could do that in some sort of forum somehow, to talk about some of the dynamics behind everything that has happened. But rather than look back, I just would like to kind of look forward and just say to listeners that I've been doing this for some time. I've been in news since the early 70s, and I've worked all over the country and did quite a bit of work in television. And I'm familiar with how news organizations should function. And the only thing I will say is that despite the fact that there was tremendous love and energy and intelligence applied at the station to many, many issues over the years, in terms of the management and how things moved along and whether or not even the simplest things could get done, it was a real nightmare for me, coming from a much more organized sort of corporate structure, and it was a problem. It was a really serious problem, and it affected what we could bring you, and it affected how effectively we could cover the news and issues of this community, and we could respond to your needs. Since the change, I will tell you that in the last three staff meetings that we have had with Utrice at the helm, my feeling is that I have seen more progress in the last three meetings than I had seen in meetings, the staff meetings that we had over the last 5, 6, 7, 8 years. And that's the God's honest truth. And I hope our listeners hear that. I don't want to go on and on, but I do want to encourage you to continue listening and understand that while there are many who have chosen not to be on, not to give you a blow-by-blow of everything that comes up every day in regard to this change, it doesn't mean that we are not committed to saving the station. Perhaps, you know, you could think of it in terms of there are those who are committed to saving the station outside. Much of their work is extremely valid and necessary. But there are also those of us inside who are committed to saving the station as well. My commitment is that I want to make sure that I continue to cover the issues that really matter, and to try to cover those issues as professionally as possible. And I'm encouraged that I see some light at the end of the tunnel. I've been covering news in New York City with one tape recorder. I've had our second tape recorder, we usually have two, has been in repair for 8 or 9 months. And you take that little absurdity and you multiply it 100 times, and that is what we have been dealing with. And now we see that maybe that will improve. So I'm encouraged, and I hope our listeners become encouraged too. And I hope that the next time we have a report to the listener, that it is not focused on us, that it's focused on you, and that we begin to share some of our plans and include listeners in what we should be doing, and not use this time and space to carry on and about, again, our singular issue of what's happening at the station. There are many, many more things that are really critically important that we have to focus on.
Jose, I want to thank you very much, and I want to say what an honor it is to call you a colleague and a friend.
Well, thank you, and by the way, Yatrice, I'll be late.
We'll talk.
Thank you.
Good luck with what you're up to doing today. Thanks
so
much. Joining us now is our business director, Indra Hardart. And Indra Hardart is the person who is charged with keeping us. She is our beady-eyed bean counter. She has come to understand that in the last couple of weeks. Thank you, Indra, for being with us.
Hi, good morning, listeners. What I'd like to say is that when I was hired a little over 2 years ago, I'm now able to perform the job I was hired for under the new management. So while we have everything going smoothly right now and our fiscal policies in place and I'm allowed to do the things I couldn't do before, I would like you the listeners are a bloodline, and we need you. And while we have money to carry through our daily expenses right now, we need your support for our next drive. And we need it desperately. And under new management, your dollars will be well spent for every department. We are having new equipment. We are having everything reorganized. And so that you, our listeners, can hear the program you need to hear.
Well, Indra, give us an idea, if you will, about what difficulties you encountered and what your sense is of what we've been able to do in the last month.
Well, we've come a far way, and it's not right at this time. I cannot begin to say all the things we've done so far, but at least I have the freedom to make decisions I couldn't make before. Someone comes to me for petty cash or anything, I'm not scared to say, well, you know, explain what it's for, what it's needed for, and I can make that decision to authorize that transaction and thereby allow me to do my job in a more efficient way.
Well, one of the things that I've said to you is that I'm looking to you to exercise your leadership, because your job is to keep us fiscally sound. Your job is to tell me and the rest of us when we may not do what it is we want to do, because it simply will not be feasible. And you have the power and the authority to do exactly that. Your job is to keep us on course fiscally. But I was struck by the statement you made when 2 weeks ago you said to me, this was the first time I was able to prepare the payroll.
Yeah, that is true. I was told that it was part of my job, but I wasn't allowed to do it. However, I was given the file, and everybody thought I did it, but I didn't. It was a, you know, it was a big misunderstanding with people's pay, you know.
Is it your sense that you're hopeful about what's going on?
Oh, yes, I am. I'm very hopeful what's going on.
Why?
Because we are going towards, we are moving forward to a better radio station.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you. And we'll open up the phone lines now at 212-209-2900. I'm sorry, I keep misbehaving. I keep usurping. I keep regressing back into my old role. I keep thinking that somehow I am a programmer. I no longer am. I'm a former programmer here.
Old habits die hard. Indeed they do. I'll stand for that with that mic, if you guys want.
Thank you. But I said that to give you the ability once more to do a station ID, Mr. Riley.
That one works, right?
Oh, this one doesn't? Okay, I'll take this one now. WBAI 99.5 FM from the city. And in keeping with what we've just heard from our business manager, I just want to say we are listener-supported, commercial-free community radio, and that's going to mean in the coming weeks, we will depend on you who have supported the station, not only to continue to do that, but hopefully to bring others. Tell folks who may not know about our station yet what we are doing and what we plan to do. As Indra has pointed out, many, many new things will be happening here, and I think that we will appeal to not only the listeners we have, but the listeners we hope to have in the very near future. But we are in a very critical situation in terms of raising money. It's going to be very difficult to do that. As I said earlier, I don't doubt we can do it, but we're going to have the will to do it. It's going to be harder work, I think, for many people than they've ever had to do before. But the job is there for us. I think we have our destiny in our own hands. That may be the first time that's happened in recent station history, certainly. But we can do this again if we have the will to do it, if we have the determination to do it, and I certainly hope that's going to be the case.